We are holding the Aftamach Dei Zamer Aleph. The Gemara says again, Ketzer Oysa, how do we do the mitzvahs of Tenufa, when you have to make a Tenufa? So before we had Lift Rosh was that you have to have the Yad of the Kohen and the Yad of the Balaam, that the Kohen puts his hand underneath the Yad of the Balaam and they pick it up. But now, what do they pick up? Ketzer Oysa. So Gemara says, Meniach Emurin Al Pisa Sayad. They put the Emurim, this is by Korban Shlomim of the Yochid, and they put the fat that's supposed to be burnt first on top of the hands. Again, it's first on the top of the hands of the Bailim, and the Kohen's hands is underneath that. Now, first they put on his hands the emur and the piece of fat, and then the chazor v'shoik alayim, and then the parts that go to the Kohen for matnas kunam, the chazor v'shoik, the breast and the thigh, that goes alayim on top of them, on top of the emurim. Now, the chol makim sheish lechem, in one case where you have to have lechem also, the lochur is halechem l'malo. The bread, the lechem, goes on top of it all. Moses Heichel, where's this case that you have lechem also, on top of the korban shlomim, on top of the emurim and the chazor b'shoik? Amurapopa b'miluyim, by the miluyim, by the akomis ha-mishkan, Rashi of the Chassidus says over there, v'sal ha-matzos asher lefnei Hashem, ad v'yosem ala chalovim v'yal shoik yamin. So there it says that the lechem goes on top. So the one case we had it was by the miluyim. Moses says, my time, what's the reason? How do we know that Rashi says, how do we know the Meniach Chazor B'Shok Ali Murim in the first case, like by regular Korban Shlomim, when you have to make the Tenufa, how do we know that first we put the Murim in the hand, and then we put the Chazor B'Shok on top? So he says, Elam, if you want to tell me Meshum Nechzid, because as the Pesuk there says, Shoik HaTruma V'Chazay HaTenufa Al Ishe HaChalovim Yaviyu Lohanif Tenufa. This says clearly that the Shoik and the Chazor goes on top of the chalovim. That's the way you make the tenufa. So it says clearly that first you put the fat, the emurim, and then you put the chazor b'shoik on top. So what says no v'ksid, the pasuk also says, es ha-chelev al ha-chozom yivienu, that you should put the fat on top of the chazor, on top of the breast. Says mashmu the other way. So Marin says no, Omer Abaye, Abaye says ahu, the second pasuk, ti ma'isir le'kei mebeis ha-mitzvachayim, v'romilei. That's the way the Kohen brings it from the butcher, from the Beis Mitzvachayim, from the place where they shechted it, and from there he gives it over to the Kohen that makes the Tenufa. So that's not me, the Kohen that's carrying it from the slaughterhouse, from the slaughter place, until the place where they make the Tenufa, he taka carries the Emurim on top of the Chazor B'Shoik. But when it comes to the Kohen that's doing the actual Tenufa, there first we put the Emurim, and on top goes the Chazor B'Shoik. So the Gemara still, the Yoksev, another pasuk says, "Vayosimu es hachalovim al hachazois." Again, that you have to put the fats on top of the chazois, on top of the breast. So, mashma, the fats are on top. Not like we're saying that the breasts are on top. So, Gemara says again, "Hahu diyoyiv le lekayin achrini biyozel umaktolei." That after the kohen makes the tenufa, then he has to hand it over to a third kohen, and that third kohen takes it and burns it. So, when you give it to him, he taka first takes the chazor b'shoik, and then the emurim goes on top. And v'ol kamash from the chiddush of all these psukim are the din and shleish kanim, that you have to have three kanim working here by this emurim and the chazor b'shoik. Why? The shem nesuk, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, roivam hadras melech. The more you have working, the better it is, the nicer it is. Therefore, you're supposed to have roivam. It's better to have three kanim than rather just the same kohen doing all three things. And the Mishnah says also v'shtei halechem u'shnei kivsi atzeres, that on Shavuos in the Grot of Shtei Halechem and the Shnei Kvasim also was turned to Nufa. Tana Rabbanan, it went like this. The pasuk says v'heinef ha'koyin oisam, the Kohen has to pick them up al lechem ha'bikurim. So chutz mashma, you put the Shnei Kvasim on top of the lechem. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say that chaka, that you niach kvasim agabi halechem, that you should put the kvasim, the two kvasim, the two lambs, on top of the lechem. Talmud Lemono, the pasuk teaches us and says, al shnei kvasim, that you're supposed to put the opposite around. The lechem is supposed to be on top of the two kvasim. So Moshe says, I al shnei kvasim, but really means to put the lechem on top of the shnei kvasim, says that if so, Yochlai would have thought to say, taka, that lechem agabi kvasim, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be, that the shtei lechem should be, like from mashman this pasuk, on top of the shnei kvasim. And this we say no. Talmud Leim, it comes to teach us. The Pesach says, Al Lechem HaBikurim, which is mashma again that the snake fossum should go on top of the Lechem HaBikurim. And so the Gemara says, Nishtaka LaKostev, but the Psukim are equal. There's a Psukim this way, Psukim that way. And so when you're there, I do not know, Im Lechem HaGabi Kvosim, should it be that the Shtei Lechem should be on top of the snake fossum? The Im Kvosim HaGabi Lechem, what's the opposite way? No, the Kvosim should be on top of the Lechem. So Gemara says like this, Ma'amatzina B'chomakum, what do we find all over? That Lechem L'mala, that the bread should always be on top like we had before, is Afkani Rosh, so then Lechem L'mala, it's a sword of Sevada, the snake, the Shtei Lechem should be on top of the snake fossum. The Gemara says, Heichu, where do we say this cloud before that Lechem is on top? Amirapotla B'miluyim, we find this cloud by the Miluyim, like we had before, that Lechem goes on top. Now, Rabbi Yosef ben Amishulam, my man, no, he holds Kvosim L'mala. The Kvosim should go on top of the Lechem. If so, Amani, Mechamaru, do the postig, Al Shnei Kvosim, which is Mashmo, the Lechem goes on top. It's Mashmo, the Lechem goes on top of Shnei Kvosim. So how could you say no, the Kvosim is L'mala? So the Pshat is, he says, when the postig says Al Shnei Kvosim, just means, Loitzi Shiva. That there are other Shiva Kvosim that are brought. But Taurus Oila. So Lafuke, those are not necessary for the Shtei Lechem. Only our Shnei Kvosim. The Tnufa is only done, the Shtei Lechem, with the Shnei Kvosim, not with the other Shiva Kvosim. But how do we put one on top of what? And Echnami, he tackles that the Kvosim are Lamala from the Shtei Lechem. Now Chanina ben Chachinoi Yoimer, he says like this, that Meniach Shtei Lechem and Ben Yakusim Shekvosim, like we do both together. We put the Shtei Lechem in between the thighs of the Shnei Kvosim. Umeinif, and lift them up together. The Nimtza comes out, Mekayim Shnei Mekoreis Alolu. You Mekayim both Psukim this way. That is considered Lechem Agabi Kvosim, and Ukvosim Agabi Lechem. You have it both ways. Omer Rebbe says back, no. Lefnei Melech Bosu V'dom. Einois and Kain. You do not serve a king this way. It's not nice to put Lechem in between the thighs of the animal. If so, lefnei melech malachi amlochav gadosh baruchu, oisim kein, it doesn't make any sense. That's the way you should bring the tenufa by the shtei lechem and the kvosim. It's not the kovadik. Elu, rather, the answer is like this. Meniach ze bitzad ze nechnami, put one on the side of the other. Or made it, and then you made the tenufa. So that's the question, I, or bin and al. The chur apostle is mashma al. No matter which one's on top, it's mashma, it should be on top. So when it says no, o malei rev chizla rev amnuno, v'yam rilo. Rav Amnuna and Rav Chizda, Rebbe let time. Rebbe goes according to his own time. The Yomah that Rebbe always says, Al b'samach. When the pasuk says Al, it doesn't daf mean on top. Al could also mean b'samach next to it. The Tanya learned like this: V'nosata samareches levoino zaka. That by the lechem aponim, you also have to put at each baruch near each row. You have to put the levoino. So it says lashon of Al, which is mashma on top of the row. You put the levoino. However, Rebbe says no. Al means besamach. Al just means next to it, not on top, but next to it. You're telling me al besamach. Al only means next to it. Or you mean not that way? El al mamish. Maybe the word al means tak on top. Sadi Rebbe, you know to say it means next to it. Maybe it means pashtus on top. So Rebbe brings a raya. Shishuim, when the pasuk says v'sachay says orim es apreches, that like you should cover the orim with the preches. So what does it mean al? We know the preches does not go on top of the orim. But it goes in front of it, next to it. Heviyemi, here's my proof to say, Al B'samach. The Pesach says the word Al. Al also means B'samach, next to it. Now the Mishnah says that how do we make the Tenufa? It's Moiloch Meid, it goes forwards and back. Malamar it up and down. So why? Omer Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Moiloch Meid, it goes forwards and back. Lemisha Ruch Hashem, as if to say, we're like bringing this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that owns the four winds, the four sides. Lefisha Ruch Hashalai. Ma'al Amorit, up and down. Lemisha Shemayim Varot Shalai, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that owns the Shemayim Varot. But Ma'arov and Eretz Yisrael, Math Niyoch, they learn like this. Omer Rav Choma Bar Ukva. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina. Merlech Amevi, forwards and backwards, Kadei Latza Ruch Hashroys, to take away the bad winds, to hold back the bad winds. Ma'al Amorit, up and down, Kadei La'atza T'lolim Royim, to hold back the bad adus, the T'loyim Royim. So Amr Rab Yesi Ba Rab Avin, Zoyz Tamaris, from here we learn now and say that Shirei Mitzvah, like a Shirayim, the leftover of a mitzvah, meaning to say this type of a mitzvah of Tenufa, it's not even Mark of the Korban, even though you do not do it, still it's kosher. but still it's a mitzvah. Even such a mitzvah, ma'akfenes apronius, it holds back bad things from coming. What's the proof from this case? The tnufa shirei mitzvah, lifting up, is called a shirei mitzvah, leftover part of the mitzvah, meaning to say, even if you do not do it, still it's kosher. And still the yitzaras ruchas rois, it holds back the bad winds, or tloyim royim, and the bad do. Omar Rabbo, Rabbi says, v'chein lulav, the same thing we do with the lulav. And we shake our lulav on the four sides up and down for the same reasoning. It holds back the bad winds and the bad do's. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mamtile used to hold it, umaisile, like we do, shake it back and forwards. Or Machi Hochi would like point and say like this, v'yomer, we say like this. Giri b'eina desitno, this lulav, it should be like an arrow in your eyes. If to say like with this, we're going to wipe away the pronius. The more says of love milsi, it's not something nice to say. Because you're better off mishum dios les guraday. You're like starting off with the sultan. You're better off not to start with the sultan. Not to start off with him. Tana Rabbanan. Zivche shalme tzibur by the shalme tzibur, the kifse atzeres, tunum tenufa. Layacha shchita. It needs a tenufa after shchita. Now, how do we do this tenufa after shchita? Utunufosan kumoshen. The way the whole animal is, just right after Shrita, the way it is there, that's the way we make the tenufa. But Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, the Chomer say no, b'chazov v'sheik, that the tenufa of after Shrita is also like a shalme yochid, that you have to first take out the chazov and sheik, and you only make a tenufa with the breast and the thighs. So that's the machlekes here by this shalme tzibor, after the Shrita, how do we do the tenufa? So Mor says, b'maitim, if it goes to machlekes tolyin, Omale Rav Chizdo le Rav Hamnuna, v'yamrlan samsera Rav Hamnuna Rav Chizdo, v'doin mino mino. If you learn out from something else to put it back here, you learn out all those halachis, or else v'doin mino v'yukav biyasra. That once you learn it out from someplace else, you put it back into its own parasha, and you learn out from its own parasha. So it's like this kamiflagi. Rabbanan salvri doin mino mino. You learn out the shalme tziva from a shalme yochid. If so, ma zivchei shalmi yochid, just like the shalmi of yochid, tenufa, liyach ha-shchita. True, and these this mitzvah, tenufa, liyach ha-shchita. If so, at zivchei shalmi tzibor, tenufa, liyach ha-shchita. Who are then the shalmi tzibor, the kifse atzeres, also need the tenufa to be done, liyach ha-shchita. Umino, and they say, learn it out from shalmi yochid. Marosim, just like a shalmi yochid, the chazov b'sheik, there the mitzvah says clearly in the psukim, the tenufa is done, the chazov b'sheik, only with the breast and the thighs, is our pork here also, this shalmei tzibor, that you're learning out from, a shalmei yochid, is not in the chazov b'sheik. That's the chom svara. However, Rabbi Sovar holds no. Rabbi Sovar, doin mino, for you could be yasrom. We learn out from a shalmei yochid, but we put it back to limud in the parashah of a shalmei tzibor, say like this. Ma zivchei shalme yochid tunin tenufa liach ha-shchita. True, a regular shlomim needs the tenufa to be done liach ha-shchita. If so, af zivchei shalme tzibur, the same thing applies to the shalme tzibur kifsi atzeres tunin tenufa liach ha-shchita. And echnami, it also needs the tenufa liach ha-shchita. In other words, in the parasha by the shalme tzibur, it only says to make a tenufa before the shchita. It does not say clearly to do it liach ha-shchita. Now, how do we know to make the tenufa liach ha-shchita? Because learning it out from a shalmei yochid. But Rebbe holds, but once you learn out that starting tenufa, now the yochid biyasra, put this tenufa back in its own place. Like we said, the shalmei tzibur needs the tenufa. The psukim talk about tenufa, because it talks about a lefnei shchita. Now, when you make a tenufa lefnei shchita, shchita is no animal the way it is. It's also mu dechazov v'shoik. Only by a shalmei yochid you have to have the chazov v'shoik. I will hawk a bruhi and a pasha of a shalmei tzibor, k'moy shein b'chayim. Just like in some pasha which says that he could do tenufa by shalmei tzibor. Is b'chayim, shita when the animal's alive. How do you make the shita with the whole animal altogether? Is through adin, if we're learning out from a shalmei yochid, that there's a second tenufa to be done, liyach ha-shita, but who adin, it has to be the same way, it has to be the same type of a tenufa, the whole animal together. The proper wants to say like this, no, that the Kuliyama boasted of Chum and Rebbe could hold that doin minor minor. Everybody holds you learn out from the Shalmei Yochid, you learn it out completely. If so, the Chum Svara is very good. But what's the Svara in Rebbe then? If you learn it out from the Shalmei Yochid, there you only have to make the Snufa on the Chazav Shoik. Salkam here, Rebbe says, by a shal mitzibor, he has to make the tznufa on the whole animal. So Merteretz is, for I know time with the Rebbe, kiyosam, and the time he's learning now from a shal miyochid. Mahasam, just like a shal miyochid. Dovishamaton lukayim, what do you have to lift up? Only the chazor v'shoik, the part that goes to the kayim. If so, afrocho, here also, by the shal mitzibor, dovishamaton lukayim, with a part that's a matana to the kayim. So here, by the kisya tzeres, the whole thing, v'shleimus, is given over to the Kohen. And since the whole thing is given over to the Kohen and the Hanami, that's the way you have to make the Tanufa also. Ravina Mervina says, the Kuli Yalma Doin Minov Yukabiyasra. Could be everybody holds. You just learn out from Shalmi Tziba that it needs Tanufa, but once the Shalmi Tziba, you learn out from Shalmi Yochad that it needs it. But once the Shalmi Tziba needs it, you learn it out from its own Pasha. If so, Rebbe is very good. That by its own pasha, tnufa lefnei shchit is the whole thing, so lacha shchit also is the whole thing. But if so, what's the pshat from the Rabbanin? Find the time of the Rabbanin, shal meyem ribuhu. There's a ribuy over here. So Rashi says it means by a shal meyochid, it also says an extra word, shlomim. It says, as chazoy at tnufa v'yesher katrum lakachtim yes b'nei Yisrael, v'zivche shal meyem, temash v'loshin rabin, says loshin rabin. Definitely the mix of Lashon Yochid, the Biyochid Mishtoi, you could have said, Amidah said Lashon Rabin, Leymar, HaGazor V'Shoik Shal Shal Mitziv HaShin Shinifu. There's a special Zeh HaSakosav over here. That says next word, Shal Meyem, to teach us that all Shlomim, all the Tznufis, La'ach HaShchit, are only done with the HaGazor V'Shoik. See, when they'll usually learn out the Yasra back to its own place, that it should have been a Tznufa with the whole animal, just like to do the Tznufa by the Shal Mitziv HaLifnei Shchita. Mechaim is no animal. So really, it should have been Lacha Shchitis the same way, but if shot from Rebbe, there's a special Zayasakosiv. That when it says to make a tznufa with the Chazor V'Shoik, by the Shalma Yochid, it's an extra posik, says Shalmeyem, Mashmi have to do it completely. Because if there's an extra posik there, that's why Rebbe holds that the tznufa is done with only with the Chazor V'Shoik. That's why the Rabbanim hold like that. And Rebbe was good, but the Rabbanim hold only Chazor V'Shoik, because there's a special Zayasakosiv over here. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says Shloish Shominim, there are three different types of Kabbonis, there are two named Shalosh Mitzvahs, that there are three types of Mitzvahs, that Shtai Bechol Echot, that each one of these three Kabbonis have only two of the Mitzvahs. But Ushlish Shashayim Behem, you do not have any one Korban that has all three Mitzvahs. Now what are these? The Yeluhain, these are them. That Zivchei Shalme Yochid is a Shlom that's brought by Yochid. Then there's a Zivchei Shalme Tzibur. A Shlom by Kivsiyah. Tzeres is brought on Shavuos by the Tzibur. And then the Yashem Mitzera. When the Mitzera brings his Korban Yashem. Now, Zivchei Shalme Yochid, what's the loch of regular Shlomim that a Yochid brings? Is Tumim Smicha. That the Bailam has to make a Smicha, has to put his hands over it. Chayim, when the animal's still alive. Utunufa Shuta. And there's also mitzvah tznufa after you make a shchita to make a tznufa on with the chazor v'shoik. But v'yayim ben tznufa chayim, when the animal is alive before shchita, there's no mitzvah tznufa on a regular shalme yochid. What about zivchei shalme tzibur? What about the shlomim, the kivsi atzeros that's brought on shvuis, this tzibadika or shlomim? And this here, it's tunim tznufa chayim or shchutim. It needs a mitzvah tznufa both before Shchita and after Shchita. But the Ein Bem Smicha, there's no mitzvah Smicha on a Shalmei Tzibur. What about an Oshem Mitzera, the Mitzera that the Oshem that Mitzera brings? Tunim Smicha, Tunufa Chai. You have to make both a mitzvah Smicha. When the animal is still alive, the owner, the Mitzera, has to put his hands on top of it. And also, there's a Tunufa Chai when the animal is still alive before Shchita. But the Ein Boy Tunufa Shchita. But after the Shchita, by an Oshem Mitzera, then there's no more mitzvahs tenufa. These are the three mitzvahs that apply to these three different kabbonis. Now the Gemara says, V'yiyu zivchei shalmei yochid tunim tenufa chayim. Why shouldn't we have that the regular shlomim, the shlomim that a yochid brings, should also have the mitzvah tenufa before shchit when the animal is alive? How? Mikal v'chayma, lemelera for mikal v'chayma. Umar zivchei shal mitziba, just like we find by the kivsi atzeres. Shein etunin smichos smicha chayim. There's no mitzvah to make a smicha when the animal's still alive before shchita. Still tunin tenufa chayim even though there's no smicha chayim, still does a mitzvah tuna to lift it up. When it's alive, if so, zivche shalme yochir regle shlomim, to shetunim smicha chayim, that there is a mitzvah for the bailam to put his hand on top of the rush of the korban when it's alive. If so, einadin isn't a svara to say shetunim tenufas chayim, they should also have a mitzvah tenufa when the animal is alive. If so, I should say that a shalme yochid should have all three mitzvahs. It should also need a tenufa when it's alive. Samura says no. Miat rachmona gambe zivche shalme tibur. There's a special miat by a korban tzibur v'shlom that says oisam, which is mashma oisam lemute zivche shalme yochid, that only oisam, only a shalme tzibur needs a tenufa mechayim, but not a shalme yochid. So therefore there's a miat, therefore I cannot learn out. Now the Gemara is still, but v'yiyu zivche shalme tzibur tunim smicho mikal v'chayimu, like the one mitzvah that's missing by a shalme tzibur is smicho. So Moses, what can I learn out from a kal v'chayimu? To say that a shalme tzibur should also have to have a smicho. Oma zivche shalme yochid madach by regular shlomim that a yochid brings. Shein tunim tnufa chayim. It does not have a mitzvah tnufa before shchita when the animal is alive. Still, tunin smicha, it has the mitzvah of smicha. If so, zivchei shal mitzibah, this korban tzibah, this kifsi atzeres is brought on shavuos, she tunin tnufa chayim, that it has the mitzvah to make the tnufa when it's alive before the shchita. If so, isn't it a sabara to say she tunin smicha, that there should be a mitzvah smicha by a shal mitzibah? So this the Gemara says no. Amar Ravina answers and says, Kimiri, we learned that shtei smichos b'tzibah, that there are only two korban tzibahs that need a smicha. Rashi says, Kimiri, it's like a loch l'mashim Sinai. Mi Sinai, that day smichos b'tzibah. That's the power helam dover shal tzibah. The tzibah says clearly over there, v'somcho zikni eidah. That's one smicha. And also the soya mishtaleach on Yom Kippur, the Chassid says, "V'somach Aaron eshtei yodov, or mitzibur, the kasu mitzibur, but v'suleka shum smicha mitzibur." So the kit is aloch l'moshe misinai that there's no asmicha by a shalmei tzibur. That the Gemara is though, but v'yehei osham mitzera, let the korban osham or mitzera when it brings his osham turn tenufa. Let there be a mitzvah tenufa over there. Turn tenufa shachut. That after Shechita there should be a mitzvah tenufa on an osher metzera, and mikav v'chaymel off of mikav v'chaymel. Ma zivchei shal meyochid, just like by korban shlom that a yochid brings. Halacha is what shein tunin tenufa chayim. You do not have a mitzvah tenufa when it's alive. Still tunin tenufa shchutin. That after Shechita there is a mitzvah tenufa by shalme yochid. If so, in osher mitzvah, the mitzvah that the mitzvah brings, that the locher is shetunim tenufa chai, that there is a mitzvah. Torah says clearly, you have to make a tenufa when the animal is still alive. If so, ein adin, isn't it a svara to say shetunim tenufa shchita, that you should also have the mitzvah tenufa after shchita? So Moshe says no. Miat rachmona gavei zivchei shalme yochid. There's a miat to say only here. So you have to have tenufa after the shchita, but not by another korban. And it says oisai, which we darshin. Rashi says v'yes chazor hatenufa lahonif oisai. So we darshin oisai lemutei osher metzera. The osher metzera does not have the mitzvah tenufa liyachas shchita. So kids, that's how Rabbi Shimon knows these three korbanos. Each one of them only has two of the mitzvahs and not three. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Tana Rabbanan, Chamisha Sheviyu Korban. If five people brought a korban, Echad Meinif Aidei Kulam. That, again, Chamisha Sheviyu Korban Echad. Five people, the Shutfas, bring one korban. So, Lachar is, even though there are five Bailam here, still Echad Meinif Aidei Kulam. One of them is like a Shliach, he makes the Tanufa for everybody. The Isha Kayein Meinuf Al Yoda. Who had been a korban that an Isha brings? If an Isha brings a korban, well, we had before, she could not make tenufa. Therefore, the kain makes tnufa for her. V'chein ha'shleach korban oisav medina sayom. Let's say somebody sends their korban from medina sayom. So the kitzah, the bailam, there's no one bailam here on the korban. That's here. As in the first case, there are five of them, so there are five bailam. So one of them, they make the tnufa. But here, this time, you're sending a korban from medina sayom, and the bailam is not here. Then the pshat is kain meinaf ayodai. The kain is the one that makes the tnufa for them. Here, now the Mishnah says, on top of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ho'imer harei olai b'machavas. Somebody says he has a chiv to bring a minchas machavas. So lo yodiv macheshes, now let him bring it in a macheshes, in a deep pen. But macheshes, if you say you want to bring the mincha in a macheshes, a deep pen, is lo yodiv machavas, now let him bring it in a frying pan. Now the Mishnah explains clearly, what's the difference? Elisha macheshes yes lo kisei. A macheshes, the deep pen, has a cover to it. For a machavas same lo kisei, and a machavas doesn't have a cover. That's the difference. These are the words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Leimer. No, there's another difference. That macheshes amuka or maaser rechashim. A macheshes is a deep pen. Since it's deeper, therefore rechashim means the mincha inside is very soft. Of course, you could put a lot of shemen inside it, since the kli is deep, and therefore it looks as if it's like shape moving around. So that's what's called a maaser rechashim, means it's a softer bread, a mincha. Or machavas, that's a frying pan, that's tougher. That's more or less floating on top, because it's not so deep, the pan. And therefore, a maaser kashim, therefore, the mincha that comes out from the machavas is harder. The dough is more harder. Shmuel says now, my time with Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosi? That he says the macheshes has a cover to it, and the machavas doesn't have a cover to it. Let me, if you want to tell me, macheshes means the asiya arachush yalev. It becomes because of the hidden thoughts you have in your life. That's its kapara. Rashi says, Shudavu Mechuset, something that's hidden inside you. If so, Lefikach, therefore, Maaser Mechuset, also it's covered up. O Machavas, boy, Rashi says, A Machushayateh, Loshen Nivoy, Shubagoli, that Loshen Elek, when you speak out. So, first of all, the Gemara says again, the Machesh, says, the Osir comes, A Machushayateh, for the bad thoughts you had in your mind, in your heart. Because I see the Pasuk says, Rochash Libi Dovatev, like in my heart, I had a hero, Avera. Well, the here it's, the pasuk is Rocha Shalibadoi, I thought in my heart something good. But it means you're thinking in your heart. But by this Macheshes, it comes, Rashi says, for Rechush Shalev means Hira Ravera. Therefore, Macheshes has to be covered, just like the thoughts in your heart are covered. Or Machavas, this frying pan that has no cover, the Yasya Machuviyate is coming for what you speak out with your mouth, like Rechilus Rashi says. Because the Yamish, where people say, Menavach Mevuchi, that people speak out with the mouth. So maybe that's why this has to be open, because what comes out of your mouth is opened. So Moses says, no, ain't like I said, just the opposite. Mivcha. Machavas means the Yossi, a Machuve Halev. Maybe Machavas comes from Machuve Halev, hidden things in your heart. The Chassid is a passage that says, Loma Nichbeisel of Reach, so Mashmit, something that's hidden. And maybe Macheshis means the Yasser Rechushay, it comes from what you speak out. Because the Amish, what people say, have a merach shin tisoysov, that his lips were moving. So the kitzah, macheshes, could also go upon speaking out. So it would also be something uncovered. So as Rabbi Yosi know to say, that the macheshes has a cover on it, and the machavas doesn't. So Moshe says, Enechlem, yele gemol gemil, you have to say it's a lochel Moshe Messinai. And he had a Kabbalah, that this has a cover and this does not. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Leimer, he says the difference between a machavas is a frying pan, the macheshes is deep. Macheshes amuka, how do you know that? How do you know the macheshes is deep? The Chassid says, v'chol nasa b'macheshes. So it says, lashna b'macheshes. Rashi says, mashna b'tochi, inside it. Alma yesh natoich, so you see it's a little bit deep, it has depth to it. So that's macheshes, the post says, v'chol nasa b'macheshes. Machavas itself, I don't know what to say, machavas like a frying pan, it's not so deep, it's like flat, more, the chassid says, v'yal machavas, Rashi says, Mash Mole on top of it, for Loi B'Teichoi. The Yein La Teich, it has no Teich. It's only a flat pin. So that's the Svar from Chanina Ben Gamliel. Tanu Rabbanu went like this. Beisham Yom Misham, he says, Hoi Merei Alay Macheshes. Somebody says, I want to bring a Macheshes. So Yehei Munach, Ach Yovi Eliyahu. The korban has to be munach. We don't know what to do until Eliyahu whenever comes. Why? Misafku, because Beisham has a suffix. Iyal Shum Kli Nikro. Is it called upon the Kli? Or Yal Shum Maseim. Let's go after the Maseim. So Rashi says, Hoi Merei Alay Macheshes. The Layomar, he didn't say B'macheshes. He just said a rare like Macheshes. So Yemunah was a neder Achiel Leo, Mithapkaloi, he al shame Kleon Nikri Machavas, or Macheshes. She is Klesha Shmoy Machavas, she is Klesha Shmoy Macheshes. Is that what he meant to say? Or Yal shame Masayim Nikrong. She Zuma say, where Shem one is like, we said when it's baking, it's shaking a lot. But Zuma said, question is very hard. Helka Higla Meima, Mincha Neder. You could say he meant to bring a mincha. The ikal meimar lo yisnadev mincha el klishos atzmoi. Maybe he meant to mechayv himself to bring the klishos to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the shaila. What did he mean to say? So according to Beis Shammai, if somebody says a ray yalai macheshes, it's a suffix. What he meant? Either he has to bring this type of a kli to the Beis Hamikdash or this type of a mincha. So according to Beis Shammai, it's a suffix.
All right, turn over. Continue one on the other side.